God doeth for me.
Yes, Lord.
Do it for me, Lord.
Right on.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not trying to be selfish, y'all, but I got to make it personal, you know.
Amen. Amen. Praise his name.
I need him to do it for me.
All right. Amen.
I mean, he's your God, too.
Amen.
Yes. And you ought to be able to talk to him that way.
Yes, all right. Yes.
When you talk to him that way, he knows that you got to really, you really got a close connection with him.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You're thinking back on what he has done for you all the past.
Yes, Lord.
There's some stuff he didn't do, but he did more than he did not do.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Did I say that right?
You got it. Yes,
got it.
Yeah. Look, the good outweighs what you call the bad.
All right. All right.
Uh-huh. Lord, do it just for me.
Yes, Lord.
Just for me, Lord.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, King, O King, the God we serve is able to deliver us.
Yes.
But King, if he don't, he's still our God.
Yes, still our God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You got to learn how to have a nevertheless mindset.
Yes.
When stuff's not going the way you want it to go.
Right.
Am I right about it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's a word from the Lord. Hour is quickly drawing near.
Yeah.
And we got to get this word in.
Yeah, man.
But there's a word from the Lord. Turn to your Bibles with me to the Old Testament of the book of Judges. Judges chapter 8. The book of Judges chapter 8. I want to shine a sermonic spotlight this last night, verses 4 through 13. Of Judges chapter 8.
All right.
Let us pray. Well, Lord of God, I exalt your name in all the earth. Father, God, once again, another time that we stand behind the holy roster to proclaim your precious word. Oh, Father God, we're unable to do it by ourselves and unable to understand it, teach it, preach it, accept it. Unless you allow your Holy Spirit to come on in and exhibit his perfect teaching, preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, bind Satan as he goes to and fro trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. Father God, you say we perish for lack of knowledge. So right now, Father God, we beg and entreat you that you give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Let your word go forth just like you said it would, with power and might, and let it accomplish that which you sent it out to do.
Yes.
Let this be a rhema word, Father God, tailor-made and fit for the circumstance and situation of where your people are in their life right now.
Yes.
Father God, fix it for whoever needs it right now.
Yes.
Father God, let it reprove, rebuke, let it strengthen us, let it encourage us. Answer our prayer through it, oh Father God. Speak, Lord, just speak.
Speak, Lord.
Because your people hear it, oh Father God. Without a word from you, what will we do? God, right now in the name of Jesus, allow me to preach that heaven gets happy and hell gets upset.
Yes.
Right now in the name of Jesus. Bind sin. Use me in spite of my raggedy self. Right now, I'm an earthen vessel. Pour your spirit into me so I may be able to pour it out upon your people.
Yes,
if you do these few and simple things, oh Father God, we will be careful, oh Heavenly Father, give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory.
Yes.
Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear me.
Yes.
Judges chapter 8, beginning at the 4th verse. I'm going to read to you tonight out of the New King James Version of the Bible. When Gideon came to the Jordan, he and the 300 men who were with him crossed over, exhausted, but still in pursuit. Then he said to the people who follow me, for they are exhausted, and I am pursuing Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. And the leaders of Succoth say, are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in your hand that we should give bread to your army? So Gideon said, for this cause, when the Lord has delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. Then he went up from there to Peniel and spoke to them in the same way. And the men of Peniel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered. So he also spoke to the men of Peniel, saying, when I come back in peace, I will tear down this tower.
Yeah.
Now Zebah and Zebulun were at Karkor, and their armies with them, about 15,000, all 15,000 now, who were left of all the army of the people of the east. For 120,000 men who drew the sword had fallen.
Yeah.
Then Gideon went up by the road, and those who dwell in tents on the east of Nobah and Jeboha, and he attacked the army while the camp felt secure. When Zebah and Zalmunna fled, he pursued them.
Yes, sir.
And he took the two kings of Midian, Zebah and Zalmunna, and routed the whole army. I mean, he beat them down, y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then Gibeon, the son of Joash, returned from battle from the ascent of Hers. Mm-hmm. I'd like to use for a tag to put on this message, this last message in 2019. I'm exhausted, but I can't quit yet.
All right.
Let me take your seats in the presence of the Lord. I'm exhausted, but I can't quit yet.
All right. Work it out.
Many of us can look back on those days we attended college. And probably to this day, you still remember that one difficult course you had to endure.
Yes, sir.
That in order to get that degree, in order to clear that major, there's always that one class that people tell you, don't wait to take it in your senior year. Because if by chance you don't pass, you won't graduate. For me at Moody Bible University, as a student of divinity, that course was the apocalyptic book of Revelation. The study of the apocalyptic book of Revelation not only required that you read and become familiar with the book of Revelation, but also have a working knowledge of the prophecies and the visions of the book of Daniel. The class was as difficult as the names and the requirements sound. The professor was Pastor Randy, a pastor of one of the largest white Baptist churches in North Broward. He may have been a genius in his field, but he's far from a good teacher. He would walk into the class, we would always pray. Then he would pick up the chalk, face the chalkboard, and talk to the chalkboard while he wrote for 45 minutes every class. He never paused to take questions. He never had office hours. When we got together for study group, it was useless because nobody had notes because nobody understood what he was saying and teaching. The class was hard. When he got to the final exam, he handed out the final, and there were only 5 questions on the exam. Are y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you how you know you're in trouble. Yeah. When you read through all 5 questions, you don't know where to start on any of them.
Amen.
You know it's going to be a bad day.
Yes.
Matter of fact, the test was so hard, we couldn't even cheat because after 10 minutes, everyone looked at each other and, hey. So I started to do the only thing I know how to do, Sister Thomas, and that was pray.
Amen.
That was the last exam for that course. I went home, I was concerned. That was back in the day when they still mail your grades. They didn't put it on the computer, they mailed them grades to you. The grades came in the mail, and without no surprise, my grade was low. I received a C, and I was thankful to God.
Okay.
Because I thought for sure I had failed that class. But I survived and realized that class by a great gift of God's grace called a grading curve. If you don't know what a curve is, it's God's grace at work.
Come on now.
As I talked with the other clergy, they said, well, you must be happy that you passed that class. I said, not really. They said, why? I said, because when I go back in spring, I will need to take the prophecies of Daniel, and I will need to have a working knowledge of the signs and the wonders and revelation of God to John while he was in the Isles of Patmos. It kills your joy when you have come to the end of something and it has taken everything you got to get there and only to look up and realize it is still more you got to do.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Yes.
It is a sad thing to be exhausted at the end and know it's about to start all over again.
Yeah.
Beloved, that is where Gideon shows up in this 8th chapter. You remember Gideon? You read about him in the book of Judges. When the Midianites have taken over Israel. In order to deliver Israel from the hand of the enemy, God decides to raise up a brother by the name of Gideon.
Yes.
Now you need to know God does not find Gideon in the sanctuary, y'all.
Amen.
Gideon is not in the temple. Not at prayer meeting. Gideon is not at New Year's Eve service. No. Gideon is threshing wheat in the wine press. Because you holy and sanctified, you did not catch it. Let me give you in street language. Gideon is at the liquor store. Alright? And the Lord shows up outside of Big Daddy's liquor store. Calls the brother and said, you're going to deliver my people from the hand of the Midianites. Beloved, let me just tell you really quick. You ought not ever judge someone's possibilities by their current position. No, you ought not do that. Because God has a way of moving people from some destitute and dirty places to being great in his kingdom. To do things you never thought anybody like that could do. If you come to Sunday school, you know how the story goes. Gideon decides to accept God's calling. And he gathers about 32,000 men. Watch me, y'all, to go to battle. God shows up in chapter 7 and says, no, that's too many. You can't win with that many people. God begins to edit and cancel associations. He leaves Gideon with 300 men to go to battle. The Bible says, with 300 men by his side, he defeats the Midianites and the Amalekites, whose numbers were in the thousands. In chapter 7, they defeat the Midianites, only for us to find out in chapter 8, the battle is not over. In chapter 8, Gideon and these same 300 men are now at the border of Israel, at the Jordan River. Y'all with me? Jordan River symbolizes the boundary of Israel, symbolizes the end of the promised land, and the word of the Lord is that Gideon and the 300 men are about to cross over the Jordan. They are about to cross over into a new land. They're about to make that transition into a new season, into a new year. Oh, help me, help my Holy Ghost. And the testimony of the word of the word of God is that this mighty man of valor, with these 300 soldiers who defeated thousands of Midianites, when he gets to the border and he's ready to cross over, the Bible says he is exhausted. The word, let me teach this. The word exhausted used in scripture is the word aethi. It means to be fatigued, worn out, drained of one's physical, mental, and spiritual resources. Running on empty. Oh, y'all never been there. It means to be so tired. What? Can I get Ebonic on you here? It means to be so tired that when you try to tell people you're tired, you leave out the R out. You don't say I'm tired, you say I'm tired. Can I have a witness in here? They come to the place of crossing over only to lift up their hands and say, I'm tired. This battle, this journey, the struggles I've been through have worn me out all year. Beloved, I have come to tell you that you can reach the place of crossing over into a new season, a new year, a new strategy of life. Only to come out to the place and be honest with yourself and with God. Hey, I'm just tired. You are just about to have your breakthrough, but you say, I'm tired. Y'all, this has been an exhausting year so far. Terrorist attacks, school shootings, church shootings, stress of shooting, over 298 mass shootings in America, where more than four people were gunned down at one time. Pastors committed suicide. The statistics show that over 1,400 pastors quit monthly. God's people are neither lukewarm or hot. Talk about y'all now. Can I get a witness here? They have no sense of commitment to God. They don't want to come to church or for God. Those of us who have been in church and around church, and we actually have some God in us, sit in awe at some of the things people do and say and act and call themselves Christian. Then call themselves church folk. Oh, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. They are church folk. They act like that. They have been in church, around church, raised in church, but they have no God in them. The Bible calls that a reprobated mind. I know you all holler than I know y'all holier than I am. Y'all want me to be holy. Y'all want me to be sanctified. Don't talk like this. And y'all want me to hurry up because the new year coming. But I come here tonight to tell you that I'm exhausted. I'm tired of Al-Qaeda. I'm tired of the nonsense going on with Trump, number 45. You don't have to agree with my politics or my religious conviction. But if you're here tonight, maybe you are personally tired. Tired going back and forth to the doctor. Tired running back and forth to court with your child. Tired of crazy co-workers and satanic supervisors. Satanic supervisors, they so satanic, and they got a nerve to try to evaluate you, the Christian. They incompetent and have the audacity to evaluate you. I'm tired of struggling just to make ends meet. Matter of fact, I'm tired of church because sometimes these church folk, they get on your nerves. Yeah. A matter of fact, you get so tired, y'all so tired, you're probably tired of yourself. I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Is there anybody here that can admit that I'm exhausted? The Bible says that Gideon is exhausted. He is tired, but he's still in pursuit. There we go. He's tired, but he ain't quitting now. He's in pursuit of those two kings.
Yes, sir.
I'm exhausted, but I'm not finished yet, Gideon says. There's still some things God wants from me as I cross over into the next season and the next year.
Yes.
My new season. God told me to share some things with his people who are here tonight. And if y'all tired and y'all at the end of y'all wish, I know y'all coming to hear. God didn't do what y'all asked me to do. Oh, I got something for y'all up in here, up in here. Here goes my first point. God said, I need you to complete your past projects. God said, finish what you started. You need to understand why Gideon is crossing over. He's crossing over because he is chasing two Midianite kings named Zebah and Zalmunna. Zebah and Zalmunna were on the battlefield, but now they have escaped to a place called Karkor. Gideon gets a word from the Lord that lets him know, although the battle on the battlefield is over, your assignment is not done until you handle in chapter 8 what would escape you in chapter 7.
All right.
You can't, let me tell y'all something, you can't fix yourself till you face yourself. You think you can avoid some stuff and you're going to don't make no New Year's resolution. No. How about just keep the same ones you made last year? This year. There's some stuff you thought you handled, but it's not been dealt with yet. And you cannot move forward until you go backwards and finish what you began way back when. All right. I came to people summoned tonight. You got some Zebah and Zalmunna on your agenda.
All right.
There's some things you started way back in January when that God declares you will not cross over into your new season until you do, you dot that I and cross that T. Handle that business. Tie that loose end. Deal with some stuff that you thought was in your past. Yeah. You ain't dealt with it yet. Wow. You avoided it. Like I told the church last time, Sister Tom, avoidance never gets you deliverance.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Dear God, beloved, there are some things God says you got to deal with in order to move forward. The reason that is real word because many of us here tonight have been deceived by the devil.
Well,
the devil has led you to believe that on tomorrow morning when you wake up, your life is going to be different. The Lord, just because it's a new year, the Lord said tomorrow will just be like any other day. Until you learn to deal with some stuff that's been lingering in your past. That's affecting the possibility of your peace in your future. God declares there are some things you got to handle. Somebody here, when you leave church, you got some business to handle.
Yes, sir.
Some conversations you need to have. You got some letters you need to write. You got some paperwork you need to file. You got some relationship you need to have to end them relationships. You got some loose ends you got to clean up.
That's it.
You got some apologies to offer. You got some work to do. Because there are some things that were left over your path. Before I take you to the next level, the Lord said, listen, you have to deal with some of your past stuff. The Lord said, number one, deal with your past projects. Deal with your past projects. Number two, help me somebody. God said, I want you to separate from problematic people. Oh my goodness. That's the hardest thing for some of us to do. Get delivered from people. God says, separate yourself from problematic people. Holy Ghost, help me preach it, Holy Ghost. Give your servant some strength. Somebody, you came to church tonight for God to tell you just to let them go. This is pure Bible teaching here. The Bible says while Gideon is chasing Zebah and Zalmunna, listen to me, he goes to the town of Succoth and in Peniel and asks both of them for some bread. Can you help me out? He said, can you help me out? The Bible says both of them refuse and reject him. The deep part about this is Succoth is a land that is owned by the tribe of God, Gad, G-A-D, Gad. And Peniel is the place where Jacob wrestled with the angel. I'm in the book, y'all. Which is to suggest that everybody in Succoth and everybody in Peniel are Israelites. Gideon's own people. People that look like him. Folk that worship with him. People that serve the same God. And he recognized the people I thought would help me are the ones that reject me when I need them most. Now let me tell you why half the church is quiet. Because most people in the church, all of us, are paralyzed when we have been rejected. We don't like to be rejected. Somebody here is dysfunctional if they are disliked. You become dysfunctional. You just like, you just think the whole world against you. You mad. You taking stuff out on other people that somebody else not even the church did. Some of you know or live with that, with can't handle being turned down. The minute people reject you and refuse you, can't operate. What I like about Gideon is when his own people turn him down, I'm in the book, it does not stop him from doing what God called him to do. Listen. You want to know why Gideon can function even when he's been rejected? Because in chapter 7, when he showed up with 32,000 people, God taught him a valuable lesson. That you don't need all of them.
That's right. All of them. Okay, now,
back to me.
To get this thing here done. You don't need Lottie, Dottie, and everybody standing by your side. All you need is the assurance that God is with you and you don't need anybody else. I want you to understand the biggest lesson God has been trying to teach me this year, and the year is almost gone. It's everybody you want, you don't need. Everybody you love, like, is not a day to be in your life. Some people are poisonous to your destiny. Let me tell you what I like about Gideon. When his own people turn him down, he does not beg them to change their mind. You have to reach a place with your walk with the Lord where you realize you don't have to beg nobody to help you do nothing. If you don't want to help me, if you don't want to stand with me, if you don't want to support me, then baby, let them go. Can I teach some Bible? Let me tell you what Gideon does when he recognizes they won't help him. Not only does he not beg them, he threatens them. It's cool, y'all. Y'all don't have to help me. But when I come back by here, and the Lord has brought victory, you will recognize that I didn't need your behind no way. I don't need your support. I don't need your money. I don't need your companionship. Because I have a God who's able to make a way out of no way. I wish I had some Tell yourself, the Lord will take care of me anyway. So here we go. One, complete your past projects. Two, get away from problematic people. Then God says, along your new journey, here's the final one. We got to get out of here. God says, along your new journey, I want you to reflect on my previous provisions. Ooh, I'm loving this day. God says, I want you to reflect on my previous provisions. Because one thing you should never forget are the ways the Lord has made. One thing you should never forget are the doors God has opened. The prayers God has answered. The mountains God has moved. The healing God has brought to you. The provisions God has sent. Oh, you ought not forget the days God held you in the midnight hour when everybody else was not around. You should not forget how good God has been. I should be done right now, but can I just push it a little bit? Watch how they move now. Watch how the men move. They go across. Watch me, Deacon Drake.
Yes, sir.
Watch, Pastor. They go across the Jordan into Succoth and hang out in Penuel. Oh, y'all ain't got that.
Come on now, Pastor.
They go across Jordan into Succoth and hang out at Penuel. Jordan is the river that God opened with his miraculous hand.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Yes.
Succoth is the land that God gave to Gad when Gad didn't even fight for it.
Yes.
God just gave it to them.
Yes.
Amen. Have God ever gave you some that you didn't have to work for? Penuel realized where Jacob wrestled with God.
Right there.
And he should have died.
Yep.
But the mercy of God held him.
Yes.
So when they crossed the Jordan, they're crossing over the place of miracles. When they get to Succoth, they're in a place of God's grace that gives you what you don't deserve. I'm not worried about 2020. Because the hand of God is on my life. His grace and his mercy. If you don't have a grace file, you sure enough should have a mercy file of how the Lord forgave you and protected you and shielded you. Is there anybody here that got a miracle file? God just did some stuff that you know if it had not been for the Lord. New Jerusalem, I know I didn't taught you. Every now and again, Deacon Fairlow, we need to know how to have a flashback party. Who you talking about, Pastor? Y'all don't know. A flashback party is when the water comes in like a flood and hell has broken loose in your life and you don't know which way to turn and your back is up against the wall. You ought to have a place in your spirit that say, if God did that for me back then, he'll do this for me right now. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I sure know that he is able. Ain't he able, Deacon Drake? He'll bring out an open heart surgery and make you run around like you never had open heart surgery. He'll take you out of hip surgery and make you walk like you're cute. I'm loving this thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
thank you. Jesus.
Hold on, check this out now.
Thank you, Jesus.
They say,
Jesus. Come on, Ralph.
That's all y'all need.
Yes, that's all you need.
To move to the next level.
Yes.
That's all we need to make it through the next year.
Yes.
I don't know how God will fix stuff.
I don't know.
But I'm so crazy to think that I know too much about him, Sister Furlough. I don't care what I got to go
Yeah.
Don't let the devil mess y'all up now.
Uh-huh.
Think y'all got to be all perfect and all right.
Yes.
Your relationship with Jesus the Christ is not predicated upon the fact that you're righteous and perfect. It's predicated upon his blood. That's why when I pray, I say, Lord, before I ask you for anything, cover me in the blood. I want you to look beyond my faults. Tell me, Lord, look past my raggedy self. Look past my shortcomings and my faults. And bless me anyhow. The world can't understand this God we serve, LaTanya. But he said, we serve a bloody gospel. It's not based upon our righteousness or our ritual. It's based upon our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you become the sons and daughters. And if I'm his son and then you his daughter, that means that we have a right and a heritage. Y'all ain't feeling me. We got an inheritance. You gotta get yourself in a place in your walk with the Lord that when stuff get crazy, and it will get crazy, don't you think for 1 minute, because 2019 is over, don't you fool yourself, don't get out of the world, think that the craziness is over. No, ain't over. You know why I'm getting, you know why I'm happy? I'm happy there's a new season coming.
Yeah.
I'm tired. But I'm not ready to quit yet. Why? Because the scripture tells me, he who puts his hand to the plow and turn back is not worthy of the kingdom. Why would God tell me that? God tell me, say, you need to get the quit up out of your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all didn't feel me? Get the quit up out of your spirit, because it'll get worse before it get better. You say, but guess what? I'm going to never leave you nor forsake you. Don't worry about it. You can be all right in the fight, Sister Frodo. Because God said, uh-oh, I forgot to tell you. It may not seem fair, but guess what? Favor ain't fair. I fixed the fight.
It's a fixed fight.
I got knocked down, bro, but I'm going to get back up. The steps of a good man. I'm ordered by the Lord. If he falls down, he will get up. Not only will I get back up, but God said, because I'm a good man, and when I say good, I don't mean perfect, that means my heart is right. My heart is fixed on God. Y'all feeling me now? He said, he will delight in my way. That means he'll start loving on me. And if God start loving on me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All things will work together for my good. God said, boy, don't you know you can go far? Anything that you lost in 19, I'm going to give it back to you in 2020. He's... I'm tired, I'm exhausted, but I can't quit. I'm tired, but I can't quit. I can't give them yet.
Give them
all. No, I can't. I see the saints, Brother Bray, they sing a song. I think I run on.
Yes.
I think I run on to see what the end gonna be. I like the song, don't get me wrong now, but can I mess y'all up a little bit?
Yeah,
mess us up. I really don't got to run to see what the end gonna be. No, I don't. Because I got a road map here.
Come on, yes.
In this road map, Sister Thomas, he reveals all that's coming to me.
Yes.
If I just do his will.
Uh-huh.
So, Can I change the song?
Yeah.
Lord, give me the strength.
Yes.
To hold out.
Yes.
While I'm running.
Yes, Lord.
Because I know what you say you're gonna do for me.
Yes.
You told me eyes have not seen.
Yes.
Ears have not heard.
Yes.
What the Lord has in store for me.
Okay.
I just need to hold on just a little while longer.
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Stand to your feet.
Yes, sir.